We are reviewing once again Perek Aleph, Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. For Isha Shahayis, let's do the Mishnah. Okay, we did all the parish already inside multiple times.
Just do the Mishnah quick.
For Isha Shahayis, a Kavesh Yarg Bekadera, a woman that was pickling vegetables in a pot, Menigabal Be'ole, and she touched the leaf. What is she? The point is she is a Shani.
Correct.
Her hand. Therefore, she touches the leaf, but the leaf becomes a Shlishi.
Correct.
Comes a Shlishi. Well, and now the leaf is Hushla Kabal Tumma wine because the leaf is liquid. The leaf is partially submerged in liquid. Okay, so that makes the leaf Hushla Kabal Tumma. The Naga Be'olem, Chutz the Kadera, the Mokim HaNagov, in the place that is dry, Avapi Shayesh by Kabetza, even though the leaf itself is a Messiah, which in a normal circumstance has the power to transmit to him further. So the rule is Hu Tame, the leaf is Tame, right? Hu Tame, the Akol Tar. The leaf is Tame, but the rest of the pot is. The leaf is tamei, hu tamei, the akol tar. The rest of the pot
is. Of course,
is,
because it's a shlishi, and our hand is dry, so nothing happens.
The akol tar, because why? Because since it's dry,
right.
Because since it's dry, so the leaf becomes a shani, shlishi, and everything else is tar.
Can't make anything.
Hu tamei, the akol tar. Naga b'makim hamash. Let's say the person touches with liquid until you touch liquid. So now liquid turns into a rishain, and now the leaf turns into a shani. Now the shani turns touches the liquid inside the liquid, now into a rishain, and everything here becomes a shani. So naga b'makim hamash. If the leaf inside is a beitza, hakol tamei. Ein by kabeitza. Let's say the leaf is not a beitza.
Correct.
So then the rule is hu tamei. The leaf is tamei. The liquid touches.
Hakol tar.
Shani v'hakol tar. Chazal akadera. Now let's say chazal akadera. Let's say you then take this leaf, which has liquid on it, and you submerge, you push it into the pot. So now the liquid itself is making contact with the rest of the pot. Until now, the leaf itself does not have the size of a beitza. So when you touch the water becomes a rishon, and the leaf becomes a sheni. So the sheni cannot make. I'm sorry, but being the leaf is less than the size of a beitza. The leaf does not have the power to make everything else tame.
I thought because it was a sheni, it didn't have the power.
No, a shani can make water. A shani can make water into a rishain. That's not a problem. If the water is, what is the water? The water is a rishain. What is the leaf?
Shani.
Can the shani make the water into a rishain?
Yes.
But not in this case, because in this case the leaf is less than the size of a beitza. Okay, hakol tami ein by kebeitza. Let's say ein by kebeitza. Let's say you don't have the size of beitza. The leaf is less than the size of beitza. Hu tamei. The leaf is tamei. The akol tar, and everything else too. Because if it does, the leaf does not have the size of beitza, does not have the ability. If the leaf is less than the size of a beitza, it does not have the ability to make anything else tamei.
Right.
Okay.
Because it can't reach the water?
It's in the water. It's in the water. The leaf is in the water. Nothing
still
has changed.
But if it's not still, a base, it's still
the leaf
transmit.
Is cannot enter. Correct. But let's say now I submerge the entire leaf in the water. What am I accomplishing by doing so? Because when I submerge, then the liquid that is a reassuring will now itself make contact with the liquid, with the other liquid.
Ah, that's
so now,
happen.
Yeah. So let's say chazar lakadera. If I push the entire leaf inside the water, so now the liquid itself.
Yeah, but let's say it's not a beitza.
It doesn't matter because what's now conveying to him is not the leaf; it's the water. The water is a shear zamasho. Food needs the size of a beitza. So in the case when your hand is shiny, touches the liquid, the goo comes a rishon, and now makes the leaf into a shiny, and the leaf is touching the water. Nothing's going to happen because the shiny cannot make liquid tummy unless the leaf is at least going to be the size of a beitza. But let's say chazal lekedera. But let's say I take the entire leaf with the water. I push the entire thing inside the water. So now the water itself is coming in contact with the other water.
Beautiful.
So now everything becomes a rishon. Chazal lekedera hakol tummy. Everything becomes tummy. The pot becomes tamei, the liquid, everything becomes tamei because now it's been submerged. I call tamei. Good? Yeah.
Excellent. Now everything's clear like a bowl.
Chaisa magatam. Now we go to a new case. Let's say the woman was not a shin, the woman was a shlishi. She was a maga tamei. No, I'm sorry. A rishon. A rishon. Chaisa, she was a rishon. Maga tamei meis. She was a maga tamei. So therefore, a tamei meis is an af. A tami meis is an avatoma, soul who makes contact with the dead. The dead is avi avois, and soul who makes contact with the dead is an av.
Dead.
What?
The dead.
dead.
Okay. Testing. Go ahead.
Okay. Ha'is a maga tamemes. Let's say it was maga tamemes.
What's a maga tamemes?
A rishon. A mace is not
somebody
the advice.
Somebody who touched the mace.
No, it's not what it says. Someone who touched someone. Someone who touched the mace.
Someone who touched the mace.
A mace is a viavai. Someone who touches the mace is an af.
Right.
Someone who touches the one who touched the mace is a
rishain.
So it's a magat mace. The naga untouched, bein b'mokem amashka, bein b'mokem hanaguv. It makes im yesh moikibetsa hakol tamei. Even if you touch the dry part like this. So the person is a rishain. He's a rishain. He touches the leaf. The leaf becomes a sheni, and the sheni, now is touching the water. The water now becomes a rishon. In the previous case, it was a shlishi. A shlishi cannot make water into a shlishi. In the previous case, it was a sheni, and the sheni touched the leaf, which makes it into a shlishi. And the shlishi cannot make the water into a rishon. But if you are a rishon, then the leaf is a sheni. The sheni can make the water into a rishon. You see the difference?
Yeah, sure. Okay, haisa.
If the person was a rishon,
haisa magamais.
Haisa maga tremes. Haisa maga tremes.
Go ahead, no?
Vinaga.
Please take this away from me. I don't see it.
Haisa maga tremes.
Yeah.
Vinaga. And you touch, bein b'mokem hamashka, bein b'mokem hanaga. When you touch, either you touch the liquid, you touch the mokem hanaga, you touch the place that's dry.
Good.
So im yesh bo kebeitza, if the leaf has the size of a beitza,
right?
Then hakol tamei. Then everything, and then what happens? The leaf becomes a sheni, and the sheni is touching the liquid. The liquid becomes a
rishon.
A rishon.
We did this already. We're chazuring.
Ein bo kebeitza. Let's say the leaf is the size of a beitza. Then who tamei hakol tars? Because if it is not, so even the leaf becomes a sheni.
Previously,
no, we didn't.
Mishnah, right here, we did all of this.
When it was a shlishi. This is when the person was a shlishi.
Says a sheni here.
Now we're doing a new case. Right, so sheni. Now it's a new case. It's a rishon.
Who's this rishon?
This new is a new case. Now,
so if it's a sheni that happens, of course
it's
a rishon. Now he's a rishon.
But if he was a sheni, he did not become tamei. You've got the case. If this person was a sheni, he touched the leaf, that's it. Does not become tamei.
Right.
Now it does become tamei.
Right, but if you know a sheni doesn't, so you know a rishon does, no?
Not that you have to know the rules. Why not? So, hoysa tamei maga tamei meis naga bein mokam mashku bein mokam mashkuf. Im yesh by kabeitza, if the leaf has the size of beitza, kol tamei. Ein by kabeitza, hu tamei via kol tar. Now we go to a new case. New case. Chaisa tzvulas yoyim. Now we go to a new shayla. A whole new case.
The woman
was a tzvulas yoyim.
Right,
she went to mikvah.
She was ready to go to mikvah.
No, she went to mikvah. She went to mikvah.
She dipped?
And she came out of the mikvah.
So
therefore, she's waiting for Erev Shemesh. So what status does she have? A sheni. A woman who goes to mikvah. Any person goes to mikvah.
What things you're telling me today? Not new things.
Chaisa tzvulas yoyim. A woman went to mikvah, so she is now a sheni. She is now a sheni.
Waiting. Yeah, tzvulas yoyim is a sheni.
Of course, she's a sheni.
Why? I thought you were totally tar.
No.
She went to mikvah.
She's waiting for the sun to set. And also, she has yadayim misoyavos. Her hands have not been guarded. So there are two separate reasons why she is a sheni.
Right.
She's a sheni because she's not misoyavos, and she's a tevelas yom. Those are two separate reasons.
It's a double whammy.
Double whammy. Two strikes against her. Two reasons
double
why.
Jeopardy.
Double jeopardy. Why
like
she?
Better, right. You like that better than whammy, right?
Two reasons why she is a sheni, and now what happens? Chaisa tefulas yoyim, and while she's a tefulas yoyim, now she stirs the pot. She's stirring the pot, or she's pouring the pot, and now she discovers that there is liquid upon her body, upon her person.
Good.
So the question is, how did that happen? That could have happened one of two ways: either liquid spurted from the pot and made contact on her with her body, which means it was a one-way street. The liquid went from the pot to her body, or possibly maybe a wet leaf touched her body. And if that happened, that means there was a two-way street. Liquid touched her body, and the liquid went back from touching her body into the pot.
How did it do that?
Because if a wet leaf momentarily touched her body, so the wetness that touched her body, the liquid became tamei, and then it went back into the pot.
So went back to the leaf.
What?
And the leaf went back to the pot.
Right, the leaf went with the liquid. The leaf with the liquid went back into the pot. So that means that the liquid actually made contact with her and went back into the pot. Now that will be a big problem, because that's now going to, now midin yodayim is soya voice, that's going to be metamid the liquid. We have a general rule. A liquid makes, a sheni can make a liquid into a rishayin. But there's an exception to that rule. The exception is tevela syoim. A woman who is a tevela syoim, a woman who is tevelas yoim, who is a sheni, who touches liquid, the liquid does not become a rishayin. That is the exception to the rule. So she is. So here is the problem. So the liquid will not become a rishon. That, but so shayla, but we don't even know if it's a suffix. We don't even know what happened. But maybe. But as far as yadayim is soyavos, and the person's hands are wet, are not clean, and they make contact, they're shnios, and they make contact with liquids, the liquid does become a rishon.
So even if she full yom doesn't kick in, the other one.
Did. Right. But the problem here is that it's a suffix. It is a suffix. We do not know exactly
it's a
what happened.
Which one?
But no, it's not a suffix. It's a suffix. If it actually happened, the liquid touched her body and then went from her body. Went back into the mikvah. It's suffix if it even happened.
I don't know where the Mishnah comes up with such a case.
Hoisa tulas yoim. She was a tulas, which is a shniya. Mina eres, where she's stirring the pot. The adayim is soy ovos. She has dirty hands. She has two strikes against her. Viroasa, she sees mashkin al yidah, she sees mashkin al yidah. We don't know how that happens. We have safik minakadir l'mitzu. Maybe it's a one way, she came from the pot and touched her. Safik shakelach noga biyodeha. So the halach is, now we have, so there are two shilas. The shila regarding the vegetable, and there's a shila regarding the vegetables. And there's a shaila regarding the liquid and the pot, the liquid and the pot. So it says here, Hayorok Pasul, we have to be machmir. Concerning the yarok, we have to assume the worst. We have to assume the yarok is a shlishi, because we have to assume the worst, but the hakadera tahoira. Okay, so this is a kabbal case, what's halacha? Let's see this in the sign of the Hayorok Pasul. Why? Nishom seka de tful yoim. Because maybe she's a tevelas, maybe she indeed she touched. If a tevelas yoim is a suffix, if she touched chuma, we have to be machmir. So since there's a real possibility that she indeed did touch the vegetables, we have to assume that the vegetables are tame. Nishom suffix de tful yoim, because maybe she touched the vegetable, she touched directly the vegetable. Maybe the vegetable, and since there's water on her hand, that means that maybe one of the vegetables went and came out and touched her body. So we have to assume all of the vegetables are tame because they made direct contact with her. Good? Avol mishum safik yodayim lo. But as far as the yodayim is service, that we're not concerned. Why not? Kidatan beperik beis at ful yoyim. Choymer bet ful yoyim. Shas safik ful yoyim paisel. Esat shuma. By yodayim is sveik and tar. But when we deal with yodayim is soya voice. If it's a safik, that's not enough to be mitame. Yakadera tohoira. Why? The vegetables are tame because it's a suffix, and a suffix is enough to make the vegetables tame. As far as the mayim is concerned, manavshach. As far as tful yom, there's no potential to make the mayim tame. And as far as yadayim misayavos, the halach is will make a suffix. Yadayim misayavos touching liquid is tar. A suffix tful yom touching vegetables is machmir. But a suffix yadayim misayavos is tar. You see the difference?
So how come we don't chayshish for that, for the first one?
Because we're only chayshish for the, because even that's only true to be metame the vegetable, not to be metame the mayim. Because the vegetable, if that's truma, if a tful yoim is a suffix, if you touch truma, we're machmir. But if a tful yoim were to mamish touch biyodayim mamish mayim liquid, nothing happens to the liquid. The liquid does not become a rishon.
Very interesting case.
We're combining here many factors together.
Very good.
We have two seikas. We have Tful Yom and we have Dimi Divasayim. So we have to look at each one independently. When it comes to the shayla of Tful Yom, a Tful Yom cannot make Mayim into a Rishon. So as far as the water and as far as the pot is concerned, there is no way in the world it can become Tame because of the far as the, of the din of the Tful Yom. Look at each one alone. But as far as the vegetables, yes, because a Tful Yom can make vegetables Tame, even Misafik. Now, what about? There's another reason why we should be machmir with the pot. So the vegetables are going to become tummy no matter what, because the vegetables, we look at the tfulyum is a suffix, is muslim tummy, that's good enough to make the vegetables tummy. What about the mayim in the pot? Well, as far as tfulyum is concerned, there's no problem because the tfulyum cannot be matame, the mayim in the pot even cannot be matame, even vadai cannot be matame. And as far as the yadayim is soyavois, it's also not going to be matame because it's suffix. If yadayim is soyavois, it's matame mashka in the pot. Is mutter. We're not machne, it's tar.
Beautiful, sweet.
Okay, you got the Mishnah? Alright, next week we're going to go by to the next Mishnah, up to Mishnah base. Okay, we're going to stop here.
Stop here. 1 minute.